Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Psochim in the middle of Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah actually, it relates to a previous Mishnah. It's important to keep in mind. We had in Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, we spoke about how you can baste or smear on the Korban Pesach. You really are not supposed to cook it in any kind of liquid because it's not supposed to be cooked. And although the Torah says bushel mavushel b'mayim, you're not supposed to. It's supposed to be roasted but not cooked in water. Chazal tell us that it cannot be cooked in any type of liquid. And over there it says that even though it cannot be cooked in mashkin or meperos or fruit juices, you can smear it or dip the basar of the Korban Pesach in the meperos or the mashkin and these other liquids. So, over there we had mentioned that there's a machlokus. Is that referring to before the roasting that you're allowed to smear or dip it, or after the roasting? And there was a machlokus there. There was Bartanura brings down that it's only after. That's his first opinion, that it's only after the roasting. And we don't say it takes away from the taste of the Korban Pesach, the tzli, the roasted taste. Then he mentions that another opinion is that it could have been that it's done even before the roasting. So here in the Mishnah, and they use our Mishnah as a support for that second opinion, because our Mishnah starts off by discussing what if somebody smeared or based the meat of the Korban Pesach with shemen of truma, of oil that is truma. It says Mishnah Sachu b'shemen truma. If they based or smeared oil of truma onto the Korban Pesach, and over here too, we have two opinions as to whether this was done after the tzli process, the roasting process, or before. Im chavuras kohanim, if the korban is being makrit, has been makrit for a group of kohanim, then yochelu, they can eat it. It's not a problem. The fact that it's shemet truma, it's okay. In Yisrael, if however the group that it was prepared for or included in the group are Yisraelim, so imchayhu, if the basar of the Korban Pesach is raw, has not yet been roasted, not been cooked, so therefore it does not absorb, it's not boleya from the oil. So then, a very, very simple solution. Before you roast it, you should rinse off the shemen of truma. Vintzlihu, if however it had already been roasted, so it, therefore the shemen truma had been absorbed into the basar of the Korban Pesach, and the Israelim are not allowed to eat it. Yiklof esachitzon, you should peel off the outer layer. Then the Mishnah continues, Sacho b'shemen shamas sheni, if they based or smeared the basar of the Korban Pesach with oil of Masr Sheinu, lo yasenu damim, they should not assess the value of that oil al bnei chabura, on the bnei chabura, on the people in the group, shein podim Masr Sheinu b'Yerushalayim, because we do not redeem the Masr Sheinu in Yerushalayim. And the Bartanura says, even if it's in order to be able to eat it, but Tahara, we do not do it in Yerushalayim. The Kahati also adds on that there's another girsa in the Mishnah that it's not the redeeming that is usur, but the mochra and mechira, to actually sell the value, is usur, because it's a bezoyan for the mitzvah. So in either case, the value of this oil should not be assessed, and it should not be sold, and it should not be redeemed in Yerushalayim. That is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet, I think it's important to just have a very brief introduction. Mishnah Dalet, it's important to know that with the Korban Pesach, we learn out that although if somebody is Tameh, they should not partake of the Korban Pesach, and that's why we have Pesach Sheni. A month later, in the middle of Iyar, he has an opportunity to bring the Korban then when he is Tahar. That concept that the carbon, if a person's tameh is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, is only done at the individual level, but not at the tzibur level. So if you have an entire tzibur, or if you have rov of the tzibur that is tameh, they are not nidcha till Pesach Sheni. You can bring the carbon Pesach, even though rov or all of the people are tameh. And we learn that out from the following pasuk. It says in Bamidbar, Per Tes, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tameh LeNefesh. If an individual person is tameh LeNefesh, then the pasuk continues and says, Vasa Pesach Lashem B'Chodesh Hasheni Bar Ba'Asar Yom. He would bring the carbon Pesach in Chodesh Hasheni, which is Iyar, a month later, not in Nisan. And the rabbis learned from here that it's only Ish that gets pushed off L'Chodesh Hasheni, but not the Tzibur. Additionally, there's another pasuk that says Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Asa Pesach B'Moado, that Bnei Yisrael does the carbon Pesach B'Moado in its time. And so we learn out from there that what does it mean that's done in its time? Why isn't it nidcha if they're tameh? So we learn from here that if it's Bnei Yisrael, it's not ish, it's not an individual, but a tzibur, then it's done in its designated time, in Chodesh Nisan, even if they are tameh. Now, that concept applies to carbonus tzibur in general. Any carbon that's considered a carbon tzibur is not nidcha if people are tameh, and we learn it out from the carbon Pesach, just like it says b'mo'ado by carbon Pesach, and it says mo'ado by the other carbonus. So we learn out that all carbonus tzibur are brought even if the tzibur is tameh. So the Mishnah says chamisha dvarim. There are five cases of carbonus tzibur that are boin b'tumah, that are brought and not nitcha, even though people are tameh, the tzibur is tameh. Vein enacholin b'tumah. However, they are not eaten b'tumah. We'll see that this is different by Karban Pesach, where Karban Pesach is different than these Karbanos Tzibur, in that the Karban Pesach are eaten at b'tumah also. And we'll explain why at the end of the mission. What are the five cases? Omer, the Omer, Ushtei Halachem, and the Shtei Halachem that are brought on Shavuos, V'lechem Aponim, and the Lechem Aponim, those are the chalas that are put on the shulchan that is eaten and that is put there from each Shabbos. Bezivchei shalmi tzibur, and the karbonis shalmi tzibur, which are also karbonis of the tzibur. Usirei rashi chadashim, and the seirim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh. Ratanur explains that the reason why Rosh Chodesh has to be mentioned and why it's not included in other Karbonis Tzibur of a Moed is because even though Rosh Chodesh is somewhat of a Moed, the term Moed is not mentioned by Rosh Chodesh, and since we learn out sort of Gzeres Shava from Karban Pesach that Karbonis Tzibur are eaten even B'tumah, we learn it out from the fact that there's a common word Moed, so you might think that it doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh because the word Moed is not mentioned there. So the Mishnah tells us that even Rosh Tzibur, Rosh HaKadoshim are Kabbalah's Tzibur, and therefore they would be brought even if the Tzibur is Tameh. However, the Mishnah says, as we mentioned at the outset, HaPesach Shabbat B'tumah, the carbon Pesach that is brought B'tumah, not unlike the other five, which are not Nechol and B'tumah, the Pesach is Nechol B'tumah, that is, eaten B'tumah. Shalobah Mitchilasa Ela Lachila, because the carbon Pesach Lechatchila was brought in order to eat. Bartanur explains that the Karban Pesach, it says Ish Lefi Achlo, the main purpose of the Karban Pesach is to eat it. So if the Torah was Megala to us, if the Torah revealed to us that the Karban Pesach is to be brought even if the Tzibur is Betumah, then obviously it is in order for them to eat the Karban Pesach and not just bring the Karban Pesach. That we end Mishnah Dalet, and look forward to continuing with you next time with Mishnah Hay.